Well, guys, this is your host. Welcome you all to the fifth episode of season six. So let me just start with the recording itself and let me just talk about the movie. And it's all about night swim. No, guys, I'm not going for a swim in the night. I'm just going to talk about a movie that is titled as Night Swim, and it's a supernatural horror flick. And if you haven't watched it in theaters, then you have missed a lot. So let me just talk about the movie, what happens in this one, and who has directed this movie. This movie was directed by Bryce McGuire, and this gives the chills to the audience. This movie gives these chills to the audience with a lurking menace in a suburban family backyard pool. So what is the premises? What is the storyline of this movie? Forced into retirement, a former baseball player, Wade Russell, moves his family into a new house with a swimming pool. They believe the pool will be a source of fun and potentially even physical therapy for the dad. However, a dark secret from the property's past emerges, and a sinister force in the pool disrupts their idyllic dream. So, what are my thoughts? So, Night Swim creates an unsettling atmosphere with the constant gurgling of pool filter and ominous creaking of the diving board. Dr. McGuire effectively uses distorted underwater visuals to heighten the suspense, but may find the over-reliance on a jump scares tightrope. So overall, the Night Swim is a decent popcorn flick for horror fans who enjoy familial chills, like not too much of horror stuff in a movie. Then you can look for Night Swim on OTT release dates, though I watched this movie in theaters. So let me just give out more brief, and if you are someone who loves more dark horror, then this movie is just going to give you a little spark of the horror, not that much of deep thing. So it provides a moderately suspenseful watch, like there's a suspense about what is going to happen next. But particularly if you love something dark horror stuff, then guys, this is a light horror stuff, so you can watch it if you love something about it. So there is a creepy poolside, and it's going to help out the dad from becoming a good healthy person later on in his life, but he has to sacrifice someone from his family for that benefits in his life. So Night Swim is relatively low budget production, but it makes a good use of its sources, and that's it. And if you love something dark, then this movie is light horror. And if you want to know the release of OTT platform dates, then make sure let me know on my social media platforms account, guys. So have a great day, and thanks for listening to the episode, guys. That really does mean a lot. Let's have a swim in the night, and the pool is going to get darker in the night, so you are not going to swim and you are going to get scared because of that flick thing, guys. So yes, having a backyard swimming pool is a cool, but in the night you are going to get scared, so make sure you keep the swimming pool clean and you don't have that much of nothing, guys. I'm just wrapping up the episode, guys. That was some loose talk in between. So have a great day, and thanks for the listening, guys. That really does means a lot. Bye.